This beautiful Venetian painting is by Lorenzo Lotto, one of the great artists of the beginning of the 16th century. Venus is reclining in a bower, and she's with her son Cupid, who is peeing through a wreath of myrtle with an incense burner hanging below it. And if you don't know much about the culture of Venice at this time, it's very hard to understand what could possibly be going on in this painting.
It gives visual form to an ancient type of marriage poem that was revived during the Renaissance and was even sometimes recited at weddings. Now, in these poems, Venus is summoned to crown the bride with a myrtle wreath, and the wedding chamber is strewn with rose petals, garlanded with ivy, and scented with incense. One of the most wonderful aspects of this painting is Lotto's attention to these kinds of detail.
There's the shell that hangs above Venus's head. That's one of her symbols. There's the transparent band across her chest, which is a strophion, something that Roman brides wore.
And of course, the figure of Cupid, peeing.
It is an image of fertility. This was meant to be a witty allusion to what everyone hoped would come out of the sacrament of marriage, that there would be children and fecundity and fertility and the next generation.